on our own paths, doing exactly what we know to do at the moment, given the conditions of our lives. This means that we get past the idea of blame and fault-finding and begin to know that just because we are on one path and someone else is on a different one doesn't make anybody wrong. The measure of your life will not be in what you accumulate, but in what you give away. The secret of abundance is to stop focusing on what you do not have and shift your consciousness to an appreciation for all that you are and all that you do have. Practice being in the world, but not of the world. Learn to ignore how things outside of you are going and know that higher awareness is truly a disappearing act. These are the words that spiritual masters have given us from the very beginning. Be in the world, but do not be of the world. Fill out the forms. Play the game. Do what it is that you have to do so that you can get along in our society. But be in a transcendent space in your life. Know that you are a spiritual being, formless, boundaryless, who doesn't have to play the game inside. And that means to be in the world, of course, but to be of the world is something you don't have to choose. Send out love and harmony. Put your mind and body in a peaceful place. And then allow the universe to work in the perfect way that it knows how. I don't have to be directed by anything outside of myself. God is within me. And the infinite and divine power that gives me sustenance as a human being is always there. You can never get enough of what you don't want. And anybody who's ever been an addict of any kind, or been struggling in any relationship, or has been looking for something outside of themselves knows, the thing that you despise the most, that substance, that booze, that needful relationship, you can never get enough of what you don't want. You can't go around being what everybody expects you to be, living your life through other people's rules, and be happy and have inner peace. The only antidote to anger is to eliminate the internal sentences, "If only you were more like me," and "If only the world were not the way it is." Everything in your life is a miracle to be cherished. A grain of sand, a bee on a flower, a sailboat, a cup of coffee, a wet diaper, a caterpillar, all miracles. When you learn to view life and everything in it as a miracle, you soon see that complaining is a waste of the miracle that you are. Just because a person is young or small does not make him or her incomplete. The truth is that we are all complete at all moments of our lives. When you become immobilized by what anybody thinks of you, what you are saying is that your opinion of me is more important than my own opinion of myself. When my daughter Tracy came home in the second grade and said, "Billy doesn't like me, Billy doesn't like me," I responded, "Do you like you?" And she said, "Yes." Then I replied, "Well, that's all you've got." You see, even at 7 years old, a person shouldn't get the idea that anyone else's reaction to you should in any way get you down. Did you ever notice how difficult it is to argue with someone who is not obsessed with being right? Your suffering comes from needing things to be different. When you stop that, your suffering stops. You can want things, but it is the needing that must go. Life is an attitude. It's what you choose to believe, always. You can come to a beautiful temple every Sunday, and you can practice all kinds of Bible sayings, and you can label yourself with the most fantastic tags that you can come up with, but you won't find your heart in a temple if you don't have a temple in your heart. Why not think about some things you've never done before and do them just because you've never done them and for no other reason? This is called shifting the paradigms of your life, doing something different, getting up at 4 a.m. and going for a 4-mile walk. Not because it's necessary to be walking at 4 a.m., but because you can learn to strengthen your will by overcoming the desire to stay in bed and sleep, by just doing something new, doing something different. It's a very powerful way to get out of old habits and to transcend yourself and stay on the path. A sense of purpose is not something that you find, it's something that you are. Truth is not something that you look for, it's something that you live.